you. Now, if your name is Phil Campbell, you might want to consider a visit to Alaska this year, specifically a town called Phil Campbell. Unsurprisingly, it's part of the International Film Phil Campbell Convention, and on the line to tell us about it is Phil Campbell. Campbell, good afternoon, Phil. When you say it four times in a row, it's really difficult. Phil, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How old is the town of Phil Campbell?
Well, Phil Campbell, Alabama, is about 100 years old. In fact, they were planning their 100th anniversary celebration next month.
Ah, right. Okay, but events overtook you in that respect.
That they did indeed. We were all going. There were a convention of guys named Phil and women named Phyllis Campbell and any other derivative of Phil, actually, planning on going from all over the world, planning on going to Phil Campbell, Alabama, on June 17th and 18th. And it was going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a parade. There was going to be, you know, music. I mean, it was a big celebration plan.
And what happened? And
go ahead.
Yeah, and what happened, Phil?
Well, then, unfortunately, a tornado hit the town. There was an incident in April, late April. Dozens of tornadoes struck Alabama, and Phil Campbell, Alabama, unfortunately, was devastated. The southern side of town was hit by a tornado with 175-mile-per-hour winds, moving a path that was 12 miles long and half a mile wide. And, 100 homes destroyed, 26 people dead. Just really tragic.
My God.
We've decided, actually, to reorganize ourselves sort of away from the quirky convention idea to a bit of a relief effort.
Right. And how big is the town?
1,000 people. So, you know, when 26 people lose their lives in a town that small, it really is felt.
Yeah, I would think so. Who was the original Phil Campbell?
He was a railroad engineer working back at the end of the 19th century, and he was asked, just working through the area, Lang Trek, he was Scottish, and he just moving through the area, and someone asked him to build a railroad depot on a certain spot, and if he did so, they would name the town that grew up around it after him.
Right, because normally a town might be called Philsville or Campbellsville, but I imagine it's relatively unusual to name a town exactly after somebody.
Yeah, there aren't that many. There aren't that many at all.
And in terms of how many Phil Campbells there are there any Campbells who live in Phil Campbell?
Not that I know of, no.
Right, okay, so you'll be hopefully attracting Phil Campbells who have no connection with the town whatsoever.
That's right. Well, we've started something called the I'm with Phil campaign, and we've got about 15 to 20 Phils from all over the world, from a few from the UK, a few from Australia, many from America and Canada, and we plan on still going. We're trying to raise money and get corporate support right now to work with Habitat for Humanity to build at least one, maybe as many as four houses some of the displaced people.
And how exactly will you raise the money, Phil? Who's going to provide that cash?
Well, it's quite a bit of cash, but I'm just going to go down this list of corporations and just hit up one after another. That process has already begun.
Mm. And when the Phil Campbells all arrive in Phil Campbell in June, what kind of events will take place?
Well, they're still going to have their convention, their festival. It's going to be much more modest event. But there's going to be some volunteering. The festival itself is a fundraiser.
Mm.
Hollywood is actually getting involved to help out because there's a movie called Grassroots that's coming out at the end of this year that's with Jason Biggs from American Pie. He's playing a Phil Campbell in that movie. So he's planning on attending. And we're going to be able to show a pre-screening of the movie Grassroots for the folks of Phil Campbell, Alabama.
Right, okay. And you're the main... Were you the first person to have this idea, and do you have a connection with the film as well?
Yeah, the film is based on my first book, so he'll be playing me, but, I just like that idea of he's an honorary Phil Campbell, is Jason Biggs. And as far as that convention, yeah, I was the first one back in 1995 to organize an American Phil Campbell convention, there not being an internet and an ability to reach out to the international.
Right, okay. And does the film tell the story of the first Phil Campbell convention?
No, not quite. It's sort of this moment in between the two the two conventions when, you know, I go through, I ran a political campaign back in 2001. It's sort of a buddy comedy story.
Right. Okay. So people will get a first view of this movie, which is obviously very germane to the town. And what other kind of things will they be doing?
Well, you know, we're going to show up and it's mostly a fundraising event. So we're going to show up, the Phil Campbells will show up and do a little bit of volunteering. Hopefully we'll be able to start that Habitat house. There will be music still. There will be food. But again, the money is directed towards the tornado victim.
And all the Phils who will be arriving, is there a hotel in Phil Campbell that can accommodate them all?
Well, there's hotels up the road in Russellville.
Right.
And that's a kind of a changing situation with some of it being occupied by refugees. So we are just kind of monitoring that situation to see where we'll actually be able to stay.
Yeah, because I would imagine it would be a difficulty if a hotel has 1,000 room books all under the name Phil Campbell.
It was a problem. That's right.
There might be rows there if somebody gets a view of the car park and they were hoping to see something a bit more scenic, for instance. Will everybody wear name badges?
Yeah, well, we got shirts. We got I'm with Phil t-shirts, and we will have name badges. Hopefully, you know, the best way to identify all the different Phils is where they're from. So I'll be Phil from New York and et cetera.
And there is one famous Phil Campbell, that being the guitarist with Motorhead. Did you try to tell him about this? Did you invite him over?
We certainly did. We reached out to him. He declined to help, which was disappointing. But, I mean, we haven't been able to reach him since.
Right. Did he give any reason?
No. I really regret to say that he threw his PR flack. He basically said that he's at home, can't help.
Okay. Oh, I'm at home, I can't help. Just like that.
Yeah, that's kind of
you think, like, you know,
the feeling I had from it. Yeah.
Yeah. You think, because he's not the most famous person in Motorhead, really. Nobody knows who the, you know.
We were just hoping to get a short video clip of him saying, I'm committed to helping the town of Phil Campbell, Alabama. That would have taken like 3 minutes of his time.
Yeah, that's a bit mean. And as far as you know, there aren't any other famous Phil Campbells. Even maybe there might be a famous one in Australia or someplace.
And not as far as we know, no.
Okay, well, as far as I know, there isn't any famous ones in Ireland. But if there are any Phil Campbells listening, do you have a website, Phil, where people could register?
I'mwithphil.com.
Right, okay. Is there any way of, I suppose people would have to bring their passports and verify that their name is Phil Campbell. You might get people who just want to fit in.
You know, if people want to lie and pretend that they're Phil Campbells for a day, that's fine with us, actually. But, you know, they can also prove themselves, too.
Okay, yes, they'll have to do that. Phil, very best of luck with that, and hopefully you will raise enough money to put the town of Phil Campbell back on its feet again. Thanks so much for talking to us today. Okay, we're going to take a